State Senator Kimberly Lightford says she's overwhelmed with emotion these days. The majority leader from Maywood was inaugurated more than two decades ago as Illinois' youngest and only African-American woman senator. She struggled working toward legislation that would help her community. In the last few months, African-Americans have died at a much faster rate from COVID-19 than others. There has been a series of killings of Black people caught on video or at the hands of police. In the case of George Floyd, it was both. Since a white Minneapolis police officer crushed the life out of Floyd with his knee, the nation and towns large and small in Illinois have been embroiled in weeks of protests. Lightford has been in the streets rallying. The moment has managed to create hope, she says, and a shot at addressing issues, including criminal justice reform, employment, economic development, education, or others, to name a few.
This may be the only time that I've witnessed in my lifetime that we really have a chance to impact a positive change in a very significant, meaningful way.
She is not alone in her perception. Maudlin Ihejirika is a columnist at the Chicago Sun-Times. She writes about issues relating to the city's Black and brown communities.
We have never seen the sort of groundswell that we have seen in the wake of the George Floyd murder. I think what was different is that the nation was forced to watch the brutality and inhumanity of a human being being killed on video, on TV, if you will. We got to see it in excruciating detail.
This time, calls of Black Lives Matter are coming from broad multiracial coalitions over frustration of what some consider to be the racist actions of President Donald Trump. That's the context, said Knox College professor Fred Hoard, a historian who is chair of the Africana Studies program at the Galesburg School and a longtime activist.
The violence against not just Black men, but Black people goes back to 1641 when slavery for life, chattel slavery connected to color, started in Virginia. And in my lifetime, I've seen so much violence. Perhaps not a police officer, often a police officer. I'm old enough to remember Emmett Till, for instance.
Till was a Black teen from Chicago who in 1955 was killed when he was brutally beaten to the point of disfigurement, allegedly because he'd whistled at a white woman.
That, as you know, has been called the linchpin.
Maudlin Ihejirika.
The defining moment, the tipping point of the civil rights movement.
The Till murder caught the attention of all races, as the Floyd case has done. The sites of Illinois' Black Lives Matter protests have been in African-American communities, but they've also occurred in predominantly white suburbs and even in small, downstate, mainly white spots that have known racial strife. Those communities include Benton, a southern Illinois town that was the site of a Ku Klux Klan rally in 1995, and Pekin, whose newspaper once had an owner who was a Klan member. Michelle Mueller DeHoo is former editor of the Pekin Daily Times. No longer in journalism, she joined a recent rally, which she estimates 175 to 200 people, mostly white, attended.
I'm a small-town white woman, and I'm seeing other small-town white women now say, not, that's terrible, but I'm just hearing them say, that's terrible. And that's a change I didn't think I would have ever heard even 5 years ago.
State Senator Kimberly Lightford is brought to tears at the thought of progress on issues facing the African-American community.
We're finally at a point now where all races, they see what we're talking about to some degree, and they see the democracy that's needed, and they see the injustices and the inequities, and I'm just grateful that they're coming forward at this time.
I'm Maureen McKinney.